Well, good morning, everyone. Today is May 3rd, Sunday, May 3rd. We're into May already. The April showers are starting to bring up May flowers. The weather's turning a little bit. We're getting warmer and warmer. Hopefully, we'll be able to, gather soon or think about gathering soon. I know that many of the different counties in Pennsylvania, some of the restrictions are being lifted. I know that's causing some frustration with those of us in our county that they weren't lifted like we thought they were going to be, but in time. Today, I want to share with you a message I've entitled, The Importance of Relationship. The Importance of Relationship. And so let's just pray together. Father, we just thank you for another time we can gather in your name, even though we're in different homes and different areas. There's no distance with you. And so our unity and our closeness is in the Spirit. And we just thank you for your presence with us and in us. And we just pray that you would just continue to comfort and be with those who, especially in this time, might be dealing with a greater stress or a greater anxiety, dealing with fear because of the unknown, etc. We just thank you, Father, that you're just touching hearts and you're giving that peace that passes all understanding. And just thank you for that the heart of the king is still in the hand of the Lord. We thank you that nothing is out of your control. And so instead of us asking, why, maybe we should be asking what, Lord, what are you doing? What are you trying to say? And so thank you for just giving us your perspective and being able to see things through your eyes. And as we go into this time together in your word, as we talk about the importance of relationship, Father, we just pray that you'll speak to our spirits and that we will be made into a greater image of who you are. And we just ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, the scripture I'd like to read is in Ephesians 4:16. That's one of the scriptures I want to read. It says, He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. You know, this is a very unique portion of Scripture. Paul uses different language in different portions of Scripture, like in Corinthians. He says, we're a body, we're members one of another. And another scripture that I wanted to just put forth this morning is this one, Proverbs 25:2. It says this, It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of kings to search them out. I always found that scripture very interesting, but I believe I'm starting to understand it better. Last week, as I shared the story of God's grace gifts to myself and my family concerning my father's just salvation, he gave us those four grace gifts from four different individuals. And, as I started to think about that even more, they tell a very powerful story, and they give a very clear message. Individually, three people had dreams, and another one God used to have a phone call. But individually, those dreams are comforting. But together, they're extremely powerful. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that story, I encourage you to go back to last week's message. But it's very interesting how our Heavenly Father chose to give one piece of the puzzle to one, and then another piece of the puzzle to another. And if it wasn't for relationship, and that's the title of this message, The Importance of Relationship. I think if it wasn't for the relationships that I had with those people over decades and a relationship they had with me, I wouldn't have been able to put those pieces of the puzzle together. But the point is this, is that he chose to use other people and different people to answer prayer, give comfort, to meet a need, to give provision. And that's what that scripture is talking about in Ephesians. It says he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. He is the master orchestrator. He's not just orchestrating your life. He's orchestrating your family's life. He's orchestrating your spheres of influence, your extended family, your workplace, our state, our nation, the world, the universes. He is orchestrating that. He's having them work together perfectly. And then it says, as each part does its own special work, you have a special work, I have a special work, and each joint gives supply to the other. God chooses to meet needs, to fulfill his kingdom and bring his kingdom to earth and to you through relationship. I think that's very important to recognize. And so he gave four grace gifts individually to others, and they're so comforting. But together, they tell such a powerful story how he chose to do that. And so Romans 12, 4 and 5 says this as well. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. So, when you seek wisdom from God, when you're praying and you're seeking answers to life's questions or direction or healing or provision, we need to recognize that God delights. He doesn't just do, but I think he delights in giving those answers to us through different parts of the body just for you. I think it's like a father almost giving like his children a scavenger hunt. You know that scripture that I just read about, that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings to search them out. It's like God the Father gives us a scavenger hunt to go on. And the joy is in the journey, not just in the answer. And so we have to, in relationship, he gives us a little piece here, a little piece of the puzzle here. And then as we put certain pieces together, the picture becomes clearer and clearer. And so relationship, the importance of relationship, so important. You know, when I think about prayer, and the Bible tells us that we may not always to pray. You know, so often we think of prayer as asking God for things. But it is so much more than that. It's about relationship. You know, the Bible says this, that the Father knows what we have need of before we even ask. The Father knows what we have need of before we even ask. We know that's true. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And so the Father knows what we have need of before we ask. And so I can remember once I asked the Father, I said, Father, if you know what I have need of before I even ask, then why do I even have to ask? Why don't you just answer those prayers? And why don't you just answer them quickly? And I think because as a father, you know, with my children, I give everything to my children that they need, or that they ask that's beneficial to them. And, you know, Jesus even said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God give the Spirit to them that ask? So anyway, I asked God, I said, why, you know, if you know what I have need of before I even ask, why do I need to ask? And this is what I feel he said to me. He said, you know, if prayer was only about answers, that would be fine. But it's not. I desire to spend time with you. I desire to be in relationship with you, an intimate relationship with you. I am love, God says. God is love. And so love, just the nature of love has to pour itself out on others. And so God's desire is a relationship. And so what we call prayer is about, it's about conversation. It's about relationship. And so if all we did was come to God to get answers, if all we did was come to him when we need something, well, let me ask it this way. How do you feel about someone that the only time they come to you is when they need something or they want something? Do you like that? That's not relationship. That's actually, you feel like you're being taken advantage of, don't you? Yeah, I don't think that's healthy in your relationship with God, because it's the importance of relationship. You know, Father isn't our genie in a bottle. He's not our spiritual vending machine. He's not, this one might be a little more graphic, but it's true. He isn't our quick fix of a spiritual, like prostitute. You just can't jump in there and get what you want. It's about relationship. And I don't think that's what any of us want. What a privilege. How exciting to be able to be invited into a relationship with the Creator God, the saving God, the redeeming God, the one who has all wisdom, all intelligence. I mean, just to be able to sit at his feet and just ask questions to get to know him. And so we can't reduce him to like formulas. I mean, that so frustrates me to when people reduce him, and I hear messages about formulas and equate. I did that. I used to do that when I was younger in the Lord, and my relationship with the Lord wasn't as intimate. You know, formulas, equations, systems, even theology, methods. What works? Oh, that just sounds so impersonal and robotic. Or if I can just get enough faith, if I can just back Father into a corner, you know, twist his arm and get him to release the blessing, if I could just get enough faith, just tell me what spiritual hoops do I need to jump through. Just tell me what special prayer I have to say that opens up the windows of heaven. It's just ridiculous. It is so outside of a relationship of love. It's mechanical. It's robotic. It's systematic. I remember back, it's probably, 15, 20 years ago when the Prayer of Jabez came out. Everybody was so excited about the Prayer of Jabez, like this was some special prayer that if you pray it, God answers that one. If you say these words, God has to answer you. Or it's a special words that he'll answer you if you say them. Or how about in worship? If we sing these songs instead of these, the Father will show up. Or if I raise my hands, or if I prostrate myself to the ground. Please, that's not faith. That's not a blessing. He's the blessing. The inheritance is him. And so it's about relationship, the importance of a relationship. You really can't manipulate Father. He knows you better than you know yourself. And so come clean. Just relax. Imagine God in a chair in front of you and you're talking to him like you would talk to another person. I recognize you need to reverence him. I recognize you need to treat him with respect. But talk to him like you're really talking to someone. You know, I I'm a son. I'm a son of my Heavenly Father. And my Father is gracious. He's merciful to his enemies. How much more to his children? And I think my children, when they come to me when they were younger, even now, they don't have to come to me with some preconceived mumbo jumbo. Can you see my son or daughter, you know, Jesse or Cody, trying to figure out some plan to come to me to ask for what they need? That's actually insulting to me. It's disrespectful. It shows a lack of understanding of the relationship that they have. You know, people are trying to find favor. This is how you get the favor of God. No, you have favor, period, because you are a child of God. I can't even imagine, you know, going up to my earthly father or mother with a need and thinking, okay, what are the words I have to say to get them to release what I need? It seems so terrible. You know? So relationship, we talk about that all the time, a relationship with God. Just talk to him. Just express yourself, express your emotions, express your situation. It's so that you can get to know him and he can speak to you and transform you, and he can give you his perspective on life, and he can tell you how he sees things and the things he's going to do in you and through you. He says, my sheep know my voice, another they won't follow. And if that seems like it's so far out there for you, and maybe it's because you haven't developed that relationship. He invites you into that. If you seek me, he says, you'll find me. So we were created for the need of a relationship with God and others. And so the importance of relationship. Tim Keller is a brother in the Lord. He quote, this is his quote. He says, "If the world was created by a triune God, meaning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then relationships of love are what life is really all about." I think that hits the nail on the head. And so back to when you pray, when you seek wisdom, when you're seeking answers, when you're seeking healing, whatever, recognize that when God answers prayer, he's going to use other people, probably 99.9% of the time, to answer that. And so maybe you're not getting answers to prayer, direction, provision, whatever, to your prayers, because your relationship to the one or the ones who have the answer isn't healthy or possibly even active right now. And so I think the relationship you have with people is so important. The scripture makes that clear. I think I have some relationships with people who literally would give me anything if I needed it, whenever I needed it. I just can't imagine I would ever have to go hungry. I would have to go unsheltered or unfed. And of course, I give glory to God for that. But I'm talking about relationships with people, community. Community. You know, I can remember once I called somebody and I was just kidding around, and I called them up and I said, "Hey, how you doing? You know, this is somebody who I had very good relationship with. And I said, I have a need. I'm sorry to even have to ask you, but I need this amount of money to do something." And I thought it was an astronomical amount of money, and they would just be shocked. And I was hoping that because it was a joke, I hoped that they would stumble over their words, etc. But real quick, they came back and they said, "Okay, no problem. What do you need it for?" And that actually took me back. I thought, wow, that relationship is so strong that person's willing to give me that amount just because of the relationship. And so relationships, they give security, and they give provision of community, common unity. That means in the body of Christ, what I have is yours, what you have is mine. When there's a need, we meet that need. And I know that's happening. I cannot wait to hear just the stories and the circumstances surrounding that, and the testimonies of people, you know, who are going to say, we didn't know what we were going to do, and then all of a sudden this showed up at our door, or I got this call, or somebody showed up with an envelope or whatever to meet a need. And I know Father can use manna falling from heaven. I know Father can use the ravens to feed me, but he uses people to meet needs. And I just can't wait to hear those stories when we gather together again. And again, this isn't a try and pump you up or pump myself up. This is just plain truth. This is what a father does. This is who a father is. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm in need of nothing. Because of the relationships you have, you should never, ever go hungry. You should never go unclothed, unsheltered. You should never be in that situation. You know, I think of the homeless, and I'm sure there are many circumstances surrounding why different individuals are homeless. I realize that. Some are mental issues, some are health-related issues, whatever. But I have to think that it's also a breakdown of relationship. Because if you knew somebody who you loved and was dear to you and they didn't have a place, surely you would invite them in. Surely you would give them food. Surely you would give them what they need and to try and help them get back on their feet. And so community and relationship, it's part of the foundation of the peace that I have in God. Knowing that being in relationship with my Heavenly Father and being in relationship with you and with others, that I don't have to fear what comes to me. The strength of relationships. And so the body of Christ, the importance of relationships, the importance of how God chooses. He chooses to meet the needs of his people through others. And you know, so all the way back to that scripture we said in the beginning, Ephesians 4:16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. What's your part? What is your contribution to community? It's important. God uses you to meet that need. It helps the other parts grow, the scripture says, so that the whole body is healthy and growing together and full of love. So why would God give different gifts to different people? Why, you know, it'd be nice if he just gave it all to us, right? I know that it's much less frustrating to do things yourself. I know it's much less frustrating to be able to just not involve other people to slow things down and to cause frustration. But that's not God's design. God's design. He gives apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Why? Each gives a different supply. He gives the gift of helps. He gives the gift of hospitality. He gives the gift of giving. He gives the gift of leadership, of exhortation, etc., etc., etc. Why? Because God delights in his children being in relationship with one another, and living out, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And so I hope that encourages you today. Know that regardless of what you're going through, because you are in relationship, because you are in relationship with the body of Christ, because you are in relationship with others, God meets your need. And that's comforting. And so, Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are the master orchestra leader in heaven, our Father. You're not just our orchestra leader, but you're our Father. And we thank you that a Father, the essence of who you are, is the giver. You're a giver of, for God so loved that he gave. Lord, you give. It's who you are. It's what a father does. He provides. He protects. He delights in relationship with his children. I thank you for just the peace that just floods our spirits with and our minds with, to know that the Lord is our shepherd. We're in need of nothing. And so, Father, thank you that we can trust you, that as we continue to go through this time together in our neighborhoods and in our country, that you are ordering our steps, that we'll look back on this and we'll have hindsight and we'll say, look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord, and we hope to see you soon.